Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mike Tomlin on the Flea Flicker.
Was that a flea flicker called in the first half?
It was.
So Mike Tomlin said that was a flea flicker that was called. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the flea flicker.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker. Yeah, we were on the same page.
So wait a second, just one more time. That was Mike Tomlin on the Flea Flicker.
Was that a flea flicker called in the first half?
It was.
Aaron Rodgers now.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker.
Well,
yeah, we were on the same page.
So Mike Tomlin says flea flicker, and Rodgers says wasn't a flea flicker. I'm actually going with Rodgers. I think, and I'm not criticizing Tomlin for this. Like, Tomlin took responsibility. That's what a head coach does. You keep it murky. I also don't blame Rodgers, because in the heat of the moment, I do happen to believe I'm a very good lip reader. And then people were slowing it down on the social media. Rodgers was saying, what the bleep to Jalen Warren over and over again. And then he said it wasn't a flea flicker. You could see it clear as day. Rodgers wouldn't be that demonstrably mad if it was supposed to be a flea flicker. So I believe Rodgers. How the hell does that happen?
But did you watch Rodgers during the play? Like, how did he know they'd even catch the ball? Usually, like, his eyes would be somewhere else.
I thought it was...
It didn't look like too clunky for it to not be a flea flicker, in my opinion.
So you think it was a flea flicker that was called?
I think it was.
I don't know what to believe!
I think it was a flea flicker to be called, that was called. But I think that Jalen Warren had the option to run it if it looked open.
Okay.
I think Aaron was like, you're supposed to run! Like, it's wide open, run!
Okay.
Don't throw it back to me! Run!
Okay.
That's what it looked like to me. If we could... I could pull up the play in the break.
Is that something that... that is on for a flea flicker where you could have the option to run it?
You could put it in there, yeah. Like, hey, if it looks open, Jalen, just take it and go.
Like an option flea flicker.
An option flea flicker. Because, guys, I mean, you don't have to worry about linemen blocking. No, you just go. It's like a run play. If it looks open, just take it up the gut.
Because it's so quickly developing that nobody's going to be downfield, even your receivers.
We'll watch the play in the break and tell me if you don't. That's what I got from him. I'm like, oh, there was a lane there that he could have just ran. I think Aaron was like, yo, just run.
Well, because
don't throw it back.
The all 22 will tell you if there's guys downfield. Like if Pat Freiermuth was streaking like 15 yards up the field, then it was probably a flea flicker, right?
No, I think that guys are just going to normally run their routes, but Jalen Warren could just run it.
Like a normal RPO.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they called it, two times, and I think Arthur Smith had a great overall game, and I think Arthur Smith's had a great overall season. Two times in this game, they got too cute, if they called that. If they called that there, that was way too cute, because...
Yeah, you didn't need it.
My God, dude, you're up 7-0. You actually got to stop on defense. You get the ball back. Your drive starts with a 12-yard run, then a 6-yard pass to Metcalf, so it's 2nd and 4. You could take even more momentum there, take the Bengals crowd out of it, make the Bengals doubt their very existence because they suck. Duh. They sucked. And you call a flea flicker? Come on! And the other time they got too cute was on the screen to Darnell Washington. All the different ways you can use Darnell. And I thought that they used him beautifully. And I made money because he finally scored a damn touchdown.
There you go.
Whoa, wow, silver lining. 4 touchdown passes all to tight ends. That's a Doran Dickerson game right
love
there,
that.
Baby.
Love that.
Of all the things to do, you don't throw a screen 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage to Darnell Washington. That's not his skill set. He does so many things well, but nah, that ain't it.
Yeah, you're just trying to play. You're trying to fool.
Yeah.
Like you did in the first play of the game last week.
Yeah.
You're trying to get too cute there. Like, they're like, no, they're not going to throw a screen to the 300-pound guy, and you do, and it gets blown up.
Texter writes in, what if Rodgers called the flea flicker off and everyone got the check except for Warren? That too. So then that way they're kind of both right.
Right.
That's a pretty good explanation potentially there.
Where... I think it was an option.
Yeah.
The way that it looked, like that Jalen Warren had a lane and Rodgers was like, that was your read. Like, you need to take that.
Yeah.
Don't throw it back to me.
Yeah.
I got to find it.
Either way, that thwarted some early momentum that the Steelers had. You also had another play that thwarted the momentum of the Steelers when you had the long Jalen Warren touchdown and the clear and obvious hold by Zach Frazier. Now, you could make the argument that Jalen doesn't score if there's not a hold, but I actually don't even buy it. I'm just trying to defend my guy. I mean, you can't. You let him go, and the play still happens. And the Steelers could have been up 14-0 instead of 10-0. And don't you think 4 points would have changed the game a little bit?
Mm.
Sure would have. Steelers heavily penalized in this one, just as they were against the Cleveland Browns. So the Steelers beat the Browns, and immediately after the game, Mike Tomlin said we got to be cleaner in the penalty element, and then they weren't last night. So they need to fix that, because that was a big reason why they took the L in this one. 412-928-9370. You want to react to the game? We're taking calls all morning long. It's cathartic. It'll help you sleep better tonight. It'll help your day at work go by a little bit quicker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.